A Wisconsin school district is investigating a photo of a group of several dozen high school boys giving a Nazi salute before their junior prom last year. The school district says it only became aware of the photo Monday after it was posted on social media, tagged #Baraboo Proud. There's been outrage and condemnation locally, nationally, and around the world. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports on possible ramifications going forward.
The photo shows more than 50 male Baraboo High School students dressed in suits standing on the stairs of the county courthouse. Many have their right arm extended upward. Some are laughing. The photo was taken last spring for the junior prom and includes members of the class of 2019. The school district issued a statement indicating that officials are extremely troubled by the image, in which students appear to make, quote, a gesture widely recognized for its association with intolerance, violence, and hate. The statement noted that the school district and the Baraboo Police Department's investigation continues. Professor Anuj Desai of the University of Wisconsin Law School says there's not much the school will be able to do legally.
At core, under the First Amendment, people in the United States, even assuming for a moment that they're sympathetic to the Nazis, they're allowed to express their views on that. And if they're making a joke, they're allowed to do that too.
Desai says statutes or ordinances that may criminalize or prohibit the gesture would be unconstitutional. That is, unless the actions fall into a special category, like being threats or incitement to violence or fighting words, statements intended to encourage disorder. Desai says if the photo happened on school grounds or at a school event, the school district would have a lot more authority. But since the photo was taken off school grounds, he says the ramifications are going to come from parents and social castigation.
It's hard to imagine that a lot of people are not going to think a lot worse of the people in the picture, but at core, those would not be legal ramifications. Those would be ramifications based on social norms that we find that kind of speech unacceptable.
WEWM reached out to Baraboo High School, the school district, and the school board, and was directed to the school district's statement. It indicates that hate has no home at the Baraboo School District, and it continues that, quote, clearly, we have a lot of work to do to ensure that our schools remain positive and safe environments for all students, staff, and community. In response to the photo, Ilana Khan of Milwaukee's Jewish Community Relations Council agrees with that sentiment.
We have to do better to counter anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, homophobia. We have to do better to educate our children to be leaders in a diverse world. And I think that educational institutions, schools, have a really heavy responsibility.
Khan says there are two important ways to educate young people about the dangers of hateful ideology like this. One is to clearly explain what happened in the Holocaust and how Jews and others in Nazi Germany were dehumanized. Secondly, Khan says, hatred is hatred is hatred.
One of the things that we face in Wisconsin, and we're not alone in this, is that we have very segregated communities. And it's certainly true in the middle of the state. And it's also true in Milwaukee, by the way, where we have such extreme segregation. But we have a responsibility to expose our children to people who are unlike them, because they, step out into the world and they're going to meet Jews and they're going to meet African Americans and Muslims and immigrants. And so how do they respond to that?
She says it's important not to dismiss the Baraboo students' actions as mere ignorance, but also to realize that they are young people still being shaped in the world.
I hope somebody's taking care of these boys, not just wagging a finger, but, pulling them close to the heart and saying, I want to tell you why this is hurtful. I want to tell you why this matters.
She says she's hoping for a censure of the young people through restorative justice because she feels people learn better that way. Khan says the Jewish communities around the state have reached out to the school district to offer resources on the Holocaust and bias in general. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.